Hey, what's going on?
Radio.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
I can hear you.
Hi, ladies. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing incredible. This is Tawanda, and of course, this is our nightly call for Real Girlfriends Across America, where we believe in building lifelong friendships with women across the globe. And we're so excited to be here again tonight. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely excited to be here again tonight. And just to know that we're having this call every night, like, oh my gosh, I have to make sure that nothing else is going on so I can get on here. And if you are listening to this call for the very first time, please connect with us. You can find us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America. You can check us out on our website at realgirlfriends.org and also on Instagram at realgirlfriendsaa as in apple, apple. And again, we're here every single night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us and bring a friend, bring a female friend, that is. So tonight we have a special guest, one of our partners and team members who is not actually on yet. I guess, you know, sometimes when people are not on yet, they kind of run a little late. I think it's called, what is it called, Lissa? Lissa, what is that called when you're running late? You don't want to say it.
All right. I say the wrong thing, so.
Well, you don't have to say it because guess what? She is here. So without further ado, all the way from California, and even during the pandemic, she has fought her way through all of this to be here tonight. So no further delays. Kat, I'll turn the call over to you.
Hello. Hello. I was testing this whole, I'm so new to using Blog Talk Radio. I'm so used to doing like Apple. And so I had my little like moment. So again, I'm so sorry for coming in late, because trust me, as an event planner, once you log on, like, at the exact time, that's late. And having military parents, I know what it's like to be late. But anyways, so today we're going to be talking about self-care. And before we start, how is everyone doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be talking tonight. Yes. So how is everyone's day going? Anything interesting happen to you today? If anyone wants to share.
Well, honestly, every day something's happening, and no, I'm definitely not telling. Mm-mm, absolutely not. But seriously, it's been a great day. It's been a productive day, and it's going to be going on to about 2 a.m., so all is well.
Oh, no, my day doesn't end until, like, 2:30 in the morning. That's usually like, because my mind is constantly running like at night, and so I always find myself constantly working until like I tell myself, okay, it's time to rest. Yeah, so anyways, I'm going to be talking about self-care and why self-care is sexy. And before we get into the topic, what does self-care mean to you guys? Who wants to go first?
Self-care for
first.
Me is... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, listen.
Go
to me.
Oh, okay. No, I was just
sorry.
Going to say...
For me, it's just peace. I would say to be, you know, just to keep it short, it's just peace.
Anyone else?
Yeah, and I can second with Lissa. Yeah, it means like peace to me, like a peace of mind. Just making sure you take care of yourself, which is, I guess, self care. Just, you know, being mindful, I guess, what you put in your body, how you treat your body and your, you know, your inner and your outer.
Okay. And how about you, Tawanda? Do you have anything to say?
I just really want to ditto that. You know, self-care is kind of self-explanatory in reference to what the ladies just said. You know, different things you can do to take care of yourself, your mind, your body, and your soul.
Definitely. Well, I think self-care is a necessary because it teaches you how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, provide positivity, boost self-esteem, confidence, and also it just reminds us why self-care is important. And I think self-care is important for every single individual. And like people nowadays, they have the tendency of forgetting to take care of themselves. And so just imagine somebody that works, that busts their butts off and coming from a 9-to-5, running a business, dealing with family, and sometimes they just forget how to take care of themselves. And that's why this topic is so important for me. But anyways, so Kay, do you ever find yourself struggling with prioritizing yourself? Hello?
I'm sorry. Kay, who did you direct that question to?
For Kay.
Yeah, Kay's not on tonight. Yes, Lissa, Corinne, and Tawanda.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll start with you, Lissa. Do you find yourself struggling time prioritizing yourself?
Well, I know it's hard to believe with me being the mean girl, but I really do because I always put others' needs, you know, before mine, and then, you know, I have kids on top of that, and then growing up, I was always, you know, the one that people depended on, so I'm still the one people depend on, and I rarely have time, you know, for self, so, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I've been in your shoes so many times, and still I even struggle with that myself, too. I have the tendency of, like, for example, I feed everyone before I feed myself. Like, I could be starving as much as, like, a third world child or, like, a kid, but then I still always find a way to feed people. And I think, I'm not even a mom, and I know you're a mom, but, like, I feel like most moms just have that mental tendency to, like, look out for others, and I get that tendency because my friends are moms and my family, and so it just rubs off on me. But anyone else want to share? How about you, Corinne? Do you find yourself struggling with prioritizing yourself?
Sometimes, I guess it depends on like what else I have to do maybe that week or that day. So if I have a busy week, yeah, I can probably not find time or find the time to prioritize, you know, things that I may need to do for myself. But, you know, sometimes it may even be scheduled in, where my scheduled time to, let's say, get my nails done or get my hair done or whatever it is that, you know, I have scheduled in for the day. But other than that, yeah, I do find it hard, but I know it's important, so I do try to make the time for it when I can.
Definitely. Yes, like, I think people think nowadays, too, they're like, oh, I need to get my nails done because they look so messed up. I want everyone to see and all this. Like, a lot of people have the tendency of worrying about, like, how people look at them, but then they don't realize, like, going to the nail shop or, like, getting a pedicure, a facial or any of that, like, that's all self-care. But I think now, like, right now, people like to do it for others, but again, I think it's self-care, and if it makes you happy, if it makes us happy, it's like our happiness comes first before anyone else. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. How about you, Miss Tawanda? Do you have anything? Do you ever find yourself struggling to prioritize yourself?
Absolutely. I think that this is actually a really great topic, and it kind of hit home. If you knew me, mm-hmm. I would think you were picking on me, but I know that you're not, because sometimes with, I know you're not, but sometimes with the hustle and bustle of the day, of life, of getting things done, self comes last, and that is definitely not how it's supposed to be. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing what you have to share tonight, because this is definitely an area that I want to improve.
Definitely, yeah. Go ahead. If somebody wants to go, I don't want to interrupt whoever was speaking. Did I lose you guys?
No, I'm still here. Don't
you want to say anything? We're waiting on you.
No, I think somebody was speaking, and I don't want to interrupt them. I do believe, just in response to what you said, Tawanda, I'm a firm believer that self-care is important, because, I'm just like you. I always look out for others first, and I just feel like when we tend to look for others first, we get burnt out. And I know you sound completely like a trooper. You're a soldier. You shed all these blood, sweat, and tears for everyone. But then for me personally, I find myself getting burnt out, and so that's why I've implemented a self-care routine for myself in order for me to, go beyond my goals, help people. And so, yeah, so this is where my next question goes to. Do you have a self-care routine, and what is it? Does anybody want to go first before I share mine?
I can tell you this, Tawanda, and I don't have one, so I'm looking forward to borrowing one tonight.
Okay. Anyone else want to share theirs before, I start talking about my routine and you guys can get some tips?
Well, for me, I know I meditate, and then I like to dance a lot. So that's really the only time I have to myself besides fighting. I do that a lot, mm-hmm. but... in order for me to just get that peace, I either meditate or I dance.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. I wish I knew how to dance, because if I use dancing as my self-care, I would just be laughing at myself in the mirror, looking like a mess. Yeah. How about you, Corinne? Do you have a self-care routine?
It's funny. I used to have a routine, but I think more now that I kind of changed, my lifestyle and location and all the other good stuff, I kind of fell out of my routine. Right now, the only thing I really have is, a morning routine where, I get up and, mm-hmm. Take a shower, wash my face, brush my teeth, that type of, morning routine that I'm pretty sure everyone else has. But other than that, that's pretty much the only thing I have that's, a routine in my life.
Oh, well, at least, you have a morning routine, because, first of all, I know a lot of people who don't even, due to this quarantine, I know there's at least, a handful of people who literally just wake up in the morning and not even have a routine. They're like, okay, I guess it's lunchtime, or let me go find some work. There are so many people, who don't have anything at all, so, you shouldn't put yourself... thinking that you don't do as much, but you're somewhere.
Anyways, definitely.
So, well, for me, I do have a self-care routine. This is the reason why I did bring up this topic, because I feel like it can benefit, just having a small self-care routine. It doesn't have to be like a whole 24-hour routine in between. But it always helps, like, in the long run, because for me, like, since I started putting myself, like, in a routine, I've been able to optimize my days. I would have more energy. I would have more motivation to work harder when I set myself, like, at a schedule. And so for me, in the morning, I always wake up at a certain time. Like, if I'm not at work, I, like, say on Saturdays and Sundays are, like, my day of rest. If I don't have events, because I'm also an event planner, I don't know if you guys remember, if any of you guys know, or for my viewers or listeners. But yeah, like I'm an event planner, and so like on the weekends when I have my days completely off, my time to sleep in is 8:30 a.m. And for some people that's still crazy, but for me, I've always been an early morning person that would get up like at 6 a.m. since I do work in San Francisco. And getting up early has always just been something for me since like college. So the first hour, what I usually do is I stay away from electronic devices, because I know the moment I wake up, I start looking at social media. I start looking at like pictures of other people, then I already find myself comparing myself. And the first thing you do when you wake up, you really want to be focusing on yourself and being at like a, what's the word? Being grounded. And so, I think when people do look at their phones, like the first like hour, they're already like comparing themselves to other people, which I know not everyone does it, but like in the back of our minds, like we're still comparing ourselves to something. And so I think all that stuff shouldn't matter, but to focus on yourself. And so what I do after, like I wake up in the morning, I get up and I'll meditate. I'll stretch a little bit. And then if I do have time, I usually get a workout in, and then like as I'm like working out and stuff, like I'm just thinking about all the positivity I have in my life. I try and think, like, don't get me wrong, I'm only human. I do have my bad days, but I try and think of all the positive things I have. And I also manifest, I put into like words, like I put out to the universe, like what I want to happen. I'm like, I'll tell myself like, I want a business, or I'm going to have this business. I set intentions, and then after that, I'll make my breakfast, and then I'll make a list of things that I do have planned for the week, and for the day. And then as I'm getting ready for work, I'm already preparing myself to do better like the day like the current day. And so, from there, like, I usually start with my morning routine, like what you said, Corinne, and then then throughout the day, I like find ways to like stretch and move, so I'm not like buried like on my computer, because I have the tendency of sitting on my computer for like hours, and then like next thing you know, like I just come up with ideas, and I have all these brainstorms that go on throughout the day, because I know like if I don't give myself a self-care routine, whether it's in the morning or in the night, I start to like finding excuses of like why I can't do anything. And so that's why I really think that like taking care of yourself is important. Like other ways you can even do this is even just giving yourself like 1 hour of the day just for yourself, whether it's like exercising, meditation, doing something that'll make you feel happy, like for yourself, like, even if it's just putting on makeup and taking pictures so you can appreciate your own beauty, like that kind of stuff will help you in the long run. But anyways, that is my self-care routine that I usually do like throughout the day. I feel like I've been talking for like 5 minutes straight, but do you ladies have anything else to input or anything?
I know that this is Corinne. I definitely have to get back into meditating. Like, I used to do it all the time, and I found it to be helpful.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, like I used to think meditation was crazy. I was like, really? That's so silly. But now that like I put myself, I give my time like the space and time just to meditate. It doesn't necessarily mean like how like meditation for me is honestly just relaxing and thinking about positive stuff and letting yourself feel like you're floating. So yeah, it's definitely a must. How about anyone else have any feedback? So I'll go forward. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, somebody else wanted to go?
Oh no. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I thought someone else was getting ready to share. Yeah, this is Tawanda. I just want to comment on the routine that Kat had shared. It seemed really detailed, and it's definitely something to kind of think about and strive for. So I just really wanted to share. That's really good. I know earlier Alyssa mentioned about, you know, dancing and things of that sort. So I guess I had to come back and say, well, a lot of times if I'm taking, like, time for myself to relax, I love music, and I'm an Aquarius. I love water and things of that sort.
Yeah.
I just have to get more consistent with being able to actually, like, do it daily, like even if I took 15 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day or so on and so forth. So, yeah, really good information and great tips. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Yes, music has always been mine, too. Sometimes I'll replay like the same exact song like 5 times in a row, like when I'm just like in my feelings. And so sometimes it'll that's my way of coping it too as well. And so there's not really like a correct self-care routine. It's for me, self-care is whatever will make you happy, set you in the mood, that'll set you for your success. And so there's not really like a wrong answer of self-care. But anyway, let's go to our next question. Let's start with you, Corinne. So how much alone time do you give yourself?
Well, probably too much. I live alone. So and especially now with us having to be quarantined, I'm in the house the majority of the time by myself. I usually just will leave to run errands here and there. I may have friends come over here and there, but not too often. And so I'm usually by myself, so I give myself a lot of alone time.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you're able to find alone time because I know a lot of people have a struggle with that. And how about you, Tawanda? Do you give yourself enough alone time as well too? And how much alone time do you get?
If I answer that, someone may try to take my privileges away. I love spending time with myself, and I like even today, like, I ran out to get something to eat, but it's been just me, myself, and I all day, and it's going to be like that for the next 10 days. And I am in heaven, like, literally. So, yeah, I prefer to do most things alone. Even with driving, I'll get in the car and drive 5 hours, 10 hours, blast some music, because I like to think and I like to create and I crunch my mind, and that really helps me. So I actually prefer it. I was telling someone, well, I don't know if I should say this online or not, but I was telling someone a few weeks ago, like, when I'm visiting my mom, like, she has 2 TVs on. She'll have a TV on in the living room. She'll have a TV on, like, in the dining room area. And then they're real loud. And I'm grabbing my head, like, oh, no, I can't stand it. Because I really just like peace and quiet. So, yeah, I get a lot of alone time. Now, if that's considered self-care, oh, I'm on track. Definitely. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. That's definitely self-care. Yeah. And how about you, Lissa? Do you give yourself enough time during the day to relax or give yourself your own time?
I have kids. And then now with homeschooling, I definitely do not have time.
Yeah, I have questions for you, girl.
Go ahead.
So as a mom, like, do you even give yourself like a like during like pre quarantine and current quarantine, how much alone time do you think you've lost now that you have to homeschool your kids?
I lost all my alone time because with them being in school, I could, you know, stay up all night and then sleep while they were in school. And now I'm trying to turn that around, and it's not enough time for me.
I see.
I lost all of my time.
So your life is literally being a mom, like completely mom status. Oh, well, I hope you can find
some alone
time.
Well, I'm mom status to about, like, 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
It's bedtime.
Yeah. So have you found any coping mechanisms to like try and give yourself like time away from like your kids? Like, do you try and do things like on your own, like when the kids aren't like up and around, or is it just straight up sleep?
Well, I never when they're up, you know, kids, they require so much attention. And, like, I use that time to write. So while they're up, I'm writing. But while they're asleep, you know, that's my dance time, my peace time. And today, like, I swear they got on my nerves so bad, I picked up my guitar. And I can't even play the guitar. And I knew I sucked at it, but they were getting on my nerves. I just decided, well, how about I just add some more, you know. Everybody get on everybody's nerves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, like, speaking of kids, like, I don't have kids myself, but I do live with my sister and my brother-in-law and my niece, and also our soon-to-be, like, baby on the way, and I'm not saying, oh, thank you, but yeah, like, so I'm not saying that, like, I, like, parenting is hard. I can totally see from, like, looking at my brother-in-law and my sister, it's difficult. And in my defense, like, I try, like, my thing is, like, I don't have kids. And so, in a way, like, I know I could be the fun aunt, but the easy way of me saying this is, like, okay, the kids are crying. Okay, these are not my kids. Okay, let's give them back to our parents. But let's give them back to the parents. But now, like, being a parent, that's like just having to like be in charge of a kid and all that, like, that's a lot of work. And I give you mad props for being like a full-time mom and trying to work as well.
thank you.
Yeah,
because it's not easy. And I tell anybody, if you don't have kids right now, please plan to have them, because my kids were not planned. And I have to put a lot of things on hold. But, I mean, it was worth it. And, you know, kids are a blessing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. It's worth every pain and suffering. And
I
even though, like I said, I don't have my own kids, I see it, like, in like, my friends, my family, and all my loved ones. Like, it's the work. I can see why it's worth the sacrifice. But anyways, let's go back to our next question, which actually the funny thing is like, we were just talking about like how we tend to take time, like we tend to like look at others first before our needs. And so pretty much we did kind of answer it earlier, but the next question is, do you find yourself taking care of others more than yourself? And I know the majority of you ladies answered yes, but let's dig deep more into the question. Who wants to go first? Anyone? Or else I'm going to start volunteering people.
I could go first. It's D. I think that
okay.
I definitely do put people needs over my own. You know, I could be doing something and someone could say, oh, Karen, I need you for something, or can you look this up? And I'll stop doing what I'm doing to, like, hurry up. Because I'm like, oh, I'll just look it up for them real quick, or I'll just do it real quick. So I definitely do find myself putting other people's needs above myself. And, you know, if someone said that they needed something, you know, right away, I would tend to do it. And if it's something, like, personal for myself, I would probably you know, or not so much, and I do put things that I need on the back burner if someone else needs something right away.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know. Like us, it's just hard to like take our own or to prioritize ourselves over anyone else. So, no, I totally feel you. Anyone else want to share?
This is Sawanda. I did want to share, but I also want to let you know that someone else is pending on the line. Hold on a second. So, hold on 1 second, Kat. Let me see. You might have a new caller on. Who just joined us?
I did.
Welcome to the call. Joined us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just state your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Tam or Camelia. That's right. I'm calling from Fairburn, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the call, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Kat, I apologize. Back to you. I just saw somebody hold and I wanted to let you know somebody was joining your call tonight.
Oh, no worries. Happy to have you. So yeah, we were just going over like the next question. Do you find yourself taking care of others more than yourself? Would you like to actually answer that question?
The answer for me is no. Well, actually,
mm-hmm.
In terms of just my everyday life, no, I just take care of myself. But that's because I'm single and I don't have children. I don't do pets. But in terms of working, I realize that my entire working life has been dedicating to serving other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes. So, do you think do you think you could ever benefit in self-care? Because I know some people have the tendency of saying I don't worry about myself, I care about everyone else. And so do you, what's the word? I just lost my train of thought.
No, I think I understand the question. So yes, I think I could benefit from anything that has some advantages, or some, some useful results. But
yeah,
for me personally, this I'm kind of the opposite. So I really pay attention to myself, and I really manage myself, and that's just because, I've been working for myself for the last, since 2009 now. But I don't know, I guess maybe that's just background, personality, upbringing. So, yes and no.
Well, that's good.
No, that is good.
One thing,
I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I'm just.
Well, I think that's something to strive towards. This is Tawanda, and, yeah, I am definitely one of those people that I've been helping people for a long time, and I absolutely love it. I just have to work on having consistent balance to not forget about SELF. So you talking about self-care tonight, and even with the daily routine, someone talked about meditation, dancing, just so many things we can do for ourselves, even with maybe scheduling times once a month to go for a massage or running or anything like that. So I think that's really amazing because it would help me. I know one time, probably about 10 years ago or so, I went to some type of seminar and they talked about, it wasn't called self-care, but it was basically kind of similar. And he was saying, somebody has background noise, like a television or something, so you may want to press *6 or mute on your phone. But he was talking about just kind of taking care of yourself, and he told us to set a timer. and we set the time. I think we set it on our phone. And basically when the timer went off, like every other hour or something like that, it would be like a reminder, and we would like do something, say something positive. It was really about, I guess, self, like acclimation or something like that. But yeah, so what you're talking about tonight definitely hits home, and I'm looking forward to developing my routine and being held accountable by my girlfriends. Thank you.
Of course, that's what we're here for. For making sure we hold each other accountable and we're there for each other. But yeah, like from my own standing point, I don't think if there's a lot of people who don't haven't even like discovered a self-care routine. And so like that's why like I'm here to also like help all of you like figure out a routine, because honestly, like I know I may have my self-care routine which works for me, but it's also important to find out like what you enjoy for yourself. Like maybe like painting is an outlet, or like one of you guys said that dancing is meditation, and listening to music. All of those are wonderful options, and so like the best way to find out like what your self-care routine is, find out what you like. Like for me personally, like a lot of girls would say when I do my nails myself, that is self-care. But for me personally, I can't do my own nails. I need my nail lady. And so for me doing my nails, my own nails personally would never be part of my self-care list. But anyways, do any of you ladies have any self-care questions before we close this?
I can wait. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just gonna ask, what is the definition, or what are some definitions of self-care?
Self-care. So, do you want me to answer it, or does anyone else want to answer their answer for self-care?
Whoever.
If anyone
is a self-care diva.
Okay. Well, so like for me, like for me, I just think self-care is honestly an activity where you take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, your physical health, and anything that'll just stop you from having any sort of anxiety. Because some people that do deal with like with anxiety and depression, sometimes like they have like they tend to have like a foggy brain, like, because I've actually studied neurobiophysio and behavior in college, and so people who are struggling with disorders and all that stuff, like, it's very hard for them to take care of themselves when it comes to, like, or, like, it's not like in a day-to-day basis, but, like, really, like, focusing on themselves. And so, for me, self-care just means, like, being able to hold yourself accountable on things and be able to, like, balance, to live about, pretty much, be able to attain yourself and live a balanced life. And so I do have a few tips that can help people with their self-care. For one example is exercising. Exercising for me tends to help me like build confidence, and hence when I take care of my body, I'm even a happier person, because I know, like, for me, I have my moments where I just want to eat junk food, because don't get me wrong, I love eating food, which is another reason why, like, I do work out. And not only that, like I feel better knowing that, like, I was able to squat, like, 150 pounds, or, like, making, like, a public record, and also seeing results. That's my form of self-care, because when I'm happy with my body, people can see that I'm happy. And whenever like people are like, oh my gosh, like how do I get here? Like how do I get legs like you? Or like, this is my first time in the gym, because they tend to look at me and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, let me, I got you, girl, I will help you. And so, like, and like, I feel like when you take care of yourself too, people are will be drawn to you to like get help and stuff. But another way of self-care is healthy eating. It goes back to, like I said, you'll feel better about yourself. And then also taking trips. Like, after being stressed out from, like, work and serving other people, which a lot of you ladies tend to do, take a trip. Like, have a small destination getaway. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, $1 million, like, or $1,000 plane ticket. Go somewhere where you don't usually go and explore. And another way, like my favorite way of self-care, which it was actually really hard for me, was saying no to others. Do any of you ladies have trouble saying no to people, like whenever they ask for help or any advice?
No.
No, not at all.
Wow. Good. Well, I'm glad.
No.
No.
I'm glad
you guys
realize that. I have a problem saying no.
When I laugh, I'm just being cocky. But, you know, that's just my personal problem.
Oh, no.
That's not a problem. That's real.
No, but that's good.
Nope.
Because, like, I do know I come across so many women that are just having difficulty, like, saying no to others. And so, like, in the end, they're setting themselves for failure at times when they don't prepare themselves. And so, like, I've actually met a lot of women that are like, I want to say no, but I can't. But for me, I'm like, nope.
What? Okay.
Oh, well.
Not good.
Of course not.
Yeah, but like.
Well, then, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good description and some good examples. I appreciate that. But, yeah, I do pretty good with that. So, the other question I have was, since I joined the call late, sorry, 30 minutes, I just checked the email again.
Yeah.
I saw it as soon as I could.
We're glad you joined.
Thank you for doing this. I think this is
awesome
because the fact is, more people need to be talking more often, just like we are everywhere, and that's just where my head is right now. So I can appreciate this. But was this particular call about the self-care topic, or is this something that just came up surrounding the Real Girlfriends movement?
This was actually like a topic I decided to share myself, and I
who are you?
And I just felt like. Who? I'm sorry?
What's your name? Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. My name is Kat. I'm actually the one hosting this self-care talk. And, on behalf of, like Real Girlfriends and everything, like, I feel like it's part of our mission is self-care. That's one part, like, for us to be able to teach women how to be able to take care of themselves, like, have a self-care routine, learn about self-care for those who aren't really aware of it. But it was my choice to deliver this show tonight about it. So I love talking about self-care. So if anyone ever has questions about self-care and creating a routine and all that, like, I'm your girl for that. And I'm pretty sure these women, they know a lot about self-care too.
I can definitely agree.
And this is Tawanda. One thing I did want to ask Kat to create a general self-care routine that we can post on our page for people like myself that really need to improve it. And the other thing I want to say to our new friend that dialed in tonight, yeah, we're here every night, same time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And we have a whole list of topics for all month long. So after the call, like, if you'll reach back out to, like, the email or text you got and say, hey, what's tomorrow's topic? We can send you the list. And last night we had a good – really every night's been amazing because last night I think we talked about getting out the rut, beating the rut or something like that.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't last night.
I missed that one.
Oh, it was amazing. I'll send you the links of the calls we had. But no, that was the night before last. Last night was about, what was it about?
Yesterday was
Why You Need Friends. Why You Need Friends.
Why You Need Friends. I swear, honestly, like when we do these podcasts and all that, like I enjoy it so much because I feel like I'm just having a conversation with my girlfriends, and it doesn't feel like it's broadcast like in a certain point, because I've listened to podcasts in the past where they're just delivering. I'm like, I really feel like I'm watching like a podcast, but. For me, I like the feeling of being like with friends and talking, and we also want our viewers to be able to experience like their hanging out with girlfriends, not listening to a podcast. So, hearing the public feedback, it's amazing. But yeah, does anyone else have any other questions or feedback? Or yeah,
I do. Yeah, I do. So to Wanda. Mr. Wanda, hey, how you doing there? I think my question is more for Tawanda.
I'm sorry, I was off and on mute. I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I'm here.
No, that's fine. Well,
the way you called me, I was about to call the mean girl. Like, I don't know. You calling my name? I'm gonna have to call Lissa. She's a mean girl. yeah, but I'm sorry. What's going on, lady?
In terms of the Real Girlfriends movement, and this is something that you put together. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I can definitely send you more information about what we're doing and some of our goals, et cetera, because I guess you're probably on the email list. So I sent it out to probably 40 people at the last minute, so I'm glad that you dialed in. So can you just reply back to that so I can make sure I know that you dialed in? I can keep you on the list every night, please.
And I have Okay, and I'll
you just reply to the email. I don't want you to put the email out on here.
Yeah, I have the Facebook page. Okay, I got that link also, so I have that as well.
Oh, awesome.
So when I send the message through the Facebook page, does that go to you?
It will go to all of us because we all have access to it.
So you have
the message from Facebook, or did you get the message from an email?
I'm just asking about the Facebook, the Real Girlfriends.
Okay, yeah, the Facebook fan page. Yes, ma'am.
Facebook page. So send message. It looks like DM, direct message. Does that go to
you?
Yeah,
like when you – well, it's a Facebook fan page, and it goes to anyone that has access to that fan page, which is all of us. Well, all of us should have access to it. But, yeah, I will be one of the recipients. I'm actually on it right now. Yes, ma'am.
So, basically.
So, please connect with us.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I just sent hi. So, okay,
I got you.
Okay, I'm just
Yeah, I saw
cool,
you.
Cool.
And I remember your email. Yes, okay, awesome. I got you. Now, when we get you, we don't let you go now. So, be warned.
Well, that's hey, I didn't say too much, but based on what I said, some might know, like might sense the kind of person that I am. I'm not the typical average person, so I'm just putting that out there. You see, I move like a Jedi, you know, samurai, you know, so I move different, but it's cool because I'm with. Anything that I could use to benefit myself or if I can help myself and help others, I'm definitely okay with it.
Absolutely. And where are you from? Temelia, is that it?
Yeah, it's cool if everybody just calls me Tam, T-A-M.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Gotcha. Okay.
No need to be sorry. No, I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a city. city
okay.
person.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, I'll make sure everybody
takes it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, y'all.
Well, like, it is time that we do wrap this up and everything, but, like, I'm
yeah, you
I'm
have about 9 minutes.
You were able to join your call. Okay, perfect, yes. Yeah, so, yeah, like, first of all, like, I'm definitely glad that you guys, that you have joined us, and we're definitely looking forward to, like, hearing from other people as well. But does anyone have any questions before we start wrapping this up? Or
yeah.
announcements?
I don't have any. This is Kalanda. I'm just going to send Tam a message on Facebook.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, I wanted to know more about where is the Real Girlfriends Across America, I guess, and where is the group in terms of development?
Oh, Tawanda.
We'll definitely email you about that.
Okay. Well, self-care,
yeah,
I mean, if it was all about self-care. I'm good on self-care. I appreciate that. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, I'll email you in about 5 minutes.
Definitely. Yeah, well, for sure, like, I'm going to, like, I will definitely, like, send you guys, like, my own self-care and tips and advice. I'm actually going to publish an article soon about that. And so I'm more than happy to discuss, like, ways to implement self-care in your life and ways to find your own regimen. And so, like I said, everyone's self-care routine will be different. And, like, if you guys want to follow mine, I'm happy if you guys want to do that. But if not, there's always a form of your own self-care. But anyone else have anything to say? And I think, Tawanda, you wanted to talk for the last 5 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, so much for dialing into the call tonight. And we will be here each and every night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing different topics and information each night. Tomorrow, we are going to be graced with the presence of Samar. Tomorrow is the 13th. We have Corinne. She'll be talking about fatigue and burnout. So that'll be tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. And we're definitely looking forward to meeting, building, and connecting and bringing positivity and good vibes. Corinne, is there anything else you want to share as we close out tonight?
No, nothing that I want to. I believe that tomorrow is actually going to be Kay talk about burnout. I know I'm scheduled for my topic goes live on the 14th.
And you know what? And I said Corinne, but you know I call y'all the same name. It's actually Kareen. Okay, so that's my bad on that. How about you, Lissa? Is there anything you want to share as we close out tonight?
No,
Lissa?
Nothing.
Okay. Awesome. Well, definitely thank everyone for joining us tonight. Let's meet back tomorrow, same time, same place. But guess what? Bring someone with you. Have a good night, everyone, and God bless.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.